September 11. Why did it happen?
Answers with Ken Ham, president of the Ministry of Answers in Genesis, which is proclaiming the authority of the Bible from its very first verse. Well, Ken, surely everyone knows that the towers of the World Trade Center in New York were destroyed by terrorists on that date. So what's your meaning here?
Well, that's true about the Twin Towers, but that's not the ultimate reason as to why this terrorist attack happened. Let me say something that might startle some people. What happened at the World Trade Center in 2001 is in reality no different to what happens every day and in every country of the world. You see, each day evil people do evil things, and many die. While it may have been a shock as to how the terrorists destroyed the towers, it shouldn't be a shock to learn that people die. Because we're all sinners, being descendants of the first man, Adam, death and suffering are now a normal part of this abnormal world. Ever since Adam sinned, people have suffered and died. You see, death is the penalty for sin. That's why each person needs to be ready for death, to have faith and trust in Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who died to pay the penalty for our sin. Those who do this can know they'll spend eternity with their Creator.
The topic of why a loving God allows death and suffering is explored in detail in a free booklet that Ken has written. It's available free on our website, AnswersRadio.com. Answers to many of your questions about the book of Genesis are answered at AnswersRadio.com.